AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. People were waving flags. There were signs reading UCC Strong today on the campus of Umpqua Community College in Oregon. This was the first day of classes since a gunman shot and killed 9 people. The gunman later took his own life. Governor Kate Brown was there. She says there were a lot of hugs and a lot of tears. 2 men detained last week after a deadly shooting near Texas Southern University in Houston have been released. The search continues for a suspect. 1 person was killed. Classes resume today at Texas Southern. There'll be no attempt to extradite American dentist Walter Palmer to Zimbabwe to face charges in connection with the hunting death of Cecil the Lion. The country's environment minister says Palmer did nothing wrong and can return to Zimbabwe as a tourist, not a hunter. The AP's Andrew Meldrum reports the professional hunter that was Palmer's guide still faces charges.
There are some animal rights groups that say that there shouldn't be any professional hunting. However, Zimbabwe's environment minister went out of her way saying that it provides income to protect open areas where wildlife can roam, and that professional hunting brings in money that helps protect the actual number of animals.
Cecil the Lion was popular with tourists and researchers in Zimbabwe. At the No Labels Convention in Manchester, New Hampshire, the presidential candidates faced questions from people from all parties. This question for Donald Trump.
If you become president, will a woman make the same as a man? And do I get to choose what I do with my body?
You're going to make the same if you do as good a job. And I happen to be pro-life. Okay, I'm pro-life. Okay. Question? Any other questions?
The organizers described the convention as speed dating between presidential candidates and New Hampshire's independent voters. The University of Southern California has fired football coach Steve Sarkisian. Wall Street stocks finished higher. The Dow finished up 47 points. This is AP Radio News. Los Angeles Dodgers second baseman Chase Utley has appealed his suspension for sliding into second base hard in Game 2 of the National League playoff series with the Mets. Shortstop Ruben Tejada has a broken leg. It means Utley could play tonight in Game 3 in New York. Mets manager Terry Collins is worried, though, umpires may look at an inside pitch in tonight's game as retaliation.
We do ask our pitchers to pitch inside once in a while. And the last thing we need is an umpire to take the games into his hands to where he thinks that it was a purpose, which is a purpose. That's why you pitch inside.
Also tonight, Game 3 of the Cardinals-Cubs series in Chicago. That series is tied at 1 game apiece. Just getting started in the American League, Texas could eliminate Toronto with a victory in Game 4 in Arlington, Texas. And Game 4 is being played in Houston. The Astros could eliminate the Royals, but the Royals lead in the ninth inning 9-6. I'm Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.